Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for the jokes that you send in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Terry in Downers Grove, thank you. Jenny Wilson in Arlington Heights, Michael in Yorkville, and Mike in Indiana, who wrote in to say, while Lou Manfredini was on the show yesterday, I wanted to thank him for the House Smarts hat that he sent me a couple of weeks ago. It is a very nice hat with impressive embroidering, so who needs your coffee mug that you can't even put in the dishwasher? I think Mike needs the coffee mug that you can't put in the dishwasher. You can't put the coffee mug in the dishwasher, by the way. It's the souvenir 16-ounce Speed Jokes glass that we're nervous about. Hand wash that one, if you must ever wash it. Here we go! Sign in front of a church yesterday, if you prayed for rain, you can stop now. Where does the Terminator find toilet paper? I'll be back. How many DMV agents does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just one, but here's the thing, they're closed. I knew this would happen. In Chicago now, soda vendors are required to call it Jean-Baptiste Point Mountain Dew Sable. Be Mountain Dew Sable. Oh, gee, I knew this would happen in Chicago now. All cartoon Canadian Mounties are going to have to be called Dudley Jean-Baptiste Point Dew Right Sable. It's getting out of hand, and I'm sick of it. Oh, gee, I knew this would happen.
Another one?
People zipping up and down the sand dunes of Lake Michigan in those little cars.
I feel so disconnected today. I feel like you're talking in fragments.
We are. People zipping up and down the sand dunes of Lake Michigan in those little cars. Dave, why don't you do this one? What will those have to be called now? What will you need to get a special license for?
You'll need to get a special license for your Jean Point Baptiste Dune Buggy Sable.
I believe that would be correct, sir. In the old days, excessive use of commas was a serious crime.
Really? Would they get a long sentence?
Yes. Marble statue wife left her statue husband. She was tired of being taken for granted. I just got a job in a salad packing factory.
How is it?
Oh, the hours are terrible, but the celery is good. What do you call... Oh, I forgot to ask you guys to do the punchline. Okay, here it comes. Let's see if you can just pull it out of your hat. What do you call a patriotic American small curly-haired dog?
I can read it through your scribble.
I scribbled it out so Dave wouldn't know the answer. But he's outing himself. He knows
something. Poodle.
Keep work it.
Steve.
What do you call a patriotic American small curly-haired dog? That would be a Yankee Poodle Dandy.
Oh, that was close.
Speaking of which, it's the 4th of July. It's in the evening. The dead presidents are gathered around a campfire, drinking, having a grand old time. And Washington says, hey, Lincoln, do that thing you do. And Lincoln says, what thing? And Washington says, you know, the speech, your famous speech. And Lincoln says, oh, yeah, that thing. Nah, I can't. I don't remember all the words. And Washington says, what do you mean? You've done that speech a million times. And Lincoln says, well, yeah, but that was 4 s'mores and 7 beers ago. That does not qualify as a speed joke. But I wanted to say 4 s'mores and 7 beers ago.